shot.
Oh, just because she's dying of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was a...
Well, I think a lot of people, white people don't like her.
Because they can't get rid of them. I mean, after a while, black people,
you have to,
you can't be in certain jobs for too long with white people.
I know.
They feel like you're taking it from someone else.
What, like,
they get you
to what?
No. Like Benedict.
Oh,
like some really posh, private educated Tory MP.
Oh, not them Benedicts and Crispins and all that MPs. Not them dogs, oh please.
And Hugo?
Hugo, yeah. Any man with some links to Germany, but he's not German. Joking, but.
So, yeah, so they're saying that the Tory MP should give back the Tory party should give back the donor his money.
Wow.
Which is no, it's obviously saying no. We haven't done that shit.
Why would the most corrupt party in the land give back any money? Has that ever happened before in the history of life?
Come on. Not at all.
Listen, it got so bad that the government have made it go so funky that they don't even want to pay for the money they stole the post office man. I told you that already, yeah? That them men are going to claim that money went missing. They take the piss, bro. Now they're saying, oh, you need to get it from Fujitsu. Fujitsu ain't going to pay you.
Yeah, but are you going to refuse to let Fujitsu work in this country if they don't pay it?
You've already bought another contract from them. They can't refuse nothing. They already owe them money. And if they cut the contract, they have to pay them again. These people know, the British government on some joke thing. Look, I heard yesterday that them man, when I was listening to Russell Brand, them man have allowed the pharmaceutical industry to have a stake in the British thing where we're going to pay them to develop vaccines to make a profit. For who? Yeah.
Themselves.
Exactly. So how is that in the public interest when you're going to allow companies to make money out of our funds?
Because they want to say in the UK we made the first vaccine for blah blah.
Who gives a shit about that? You're not going to sell it to us as well. It's not free.
And also, I'm sure there's a donor or a politician who's got a stake in that pharmaceutical company.
Straight. Them man been hustling. If no one can't see the move from now, yeah, you have to understand something. You're either going to see these scams in the public or in private. Choose which one. Them men are going to keep scamming. But you need to understand that this is what I was going to name the episode as well. All our heroes are fake. All of our heroes are fake. All of them.
Who's that name, John?
I said all
who's
our
your
heroes.
Hero anyway? Who's your hero?
Who's my heroes? All the rappers from the 90s, all of them are fake. All of them.
All the rappers from the 90s.
All the politicians, fake. All the business leaders, fake. Elon Musk, fake.
Anyone who believes not a politician, I just think you're dumb.
Wow. Believes in politicians, in what mean? What do you mean?
You know, people are like, oh, I'm getting disrespected because they do this, this, and this. Or they, oh, they said they're going to do this, this, and this. I think it's such a big deal.
Oh, do you really? Oh, they're gonna say we'll do what they say they're gonna do. No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
No, not when the El Salvador man saying that. You hear what the El Salvador president said? He said these men don't want you to believe in Bitcoin because they want you to keep thinking that people have money. He said there's no such thing as money when you can just print more.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
It's nonsense,
bro. Yeah, like we're paying money that we actually technically don't even need to pay because if why am I paying taxes if you can just print money?
But also, why am I paying taxes and I get the same service as everybody else?
This is it.
We should all pay the same. We should all pay the same level of tax, should we not? Why am I paying extra? Listen, I got my bonus. Oh, I haven't got it yet. I'm getting my bonus this month. Why has 1/3 of it gone to tax?
Yeah, for what reason? What is why? What is the government doing with it? Where is Kate?
How is that? Middleton.
Middleton.
Do you think she's dead?
Yeah. All alive, allegedly. Listen, just drop us from the guys in jail. Thank you very much. I don't know I'm coming with no black clothes through my window.
I'm a bareface. What cracked me up was when someone said they think she's had a BBL.
No. a BBL that went wrong. That's what people have been saying. Like, they've been saying, oh, she went down for the surgery. William couldn't take it no more. She was too skinny. I think what happened there is that they had an argument. And one of his moves went wrong and she didn't recover. Because he said that she went in there because she had belly pains. And I'm wondering, how did she get belly pains, bro?
Allegedly. Well, here's some of the rumors. I heard she was pregnant before Pippa Medicine's ex, you know, the guy who was found dead the other day. In a locked room with head injuries.
Allegedly. She's laid that kind of tease. That comes like one of them TikTok moves there.
And that she fell pregnant to him, and that's why some of us heard that, because they forced her to have an abortion.
And it went wrong. Did they use the hanger and the wire? Jeez. That man is savage at it. Allegedly.
So yeah, that's one of the rumours about her. The one is that obviously domestic violence. The one is that she's dead.
Yeah, I reckon he punched her up. I'm telling you. Bambi, you know what, bro? You know what, though? You know what's bait? How do you get a picture? You lot have got bare peas. And you get that ropey Photoshop nonsense that you try to put out there and put it on the front of Hello. And you let the internet detectives crash your thing, and then you tell man, don't put it out no more, and then man, no. Man, I've never seen such nonsense in all my life, bro. Imagine that, yeah? I'm trying to prove...
When the newspapers are saying we're not printing this because it looks photoshopped.
Never. Because it's not paying them enough. But it didn't come from them. The internet, Twitter discovered it. Twitter and Reddit was the one.
No, they didn't discover it, but they put a statement out saying they're not going to be posting it in their papers because they believe it to be an edited picture.
They believe it to me, or it looks like it is. Because it don't look like it anyway.
But have you ever had a newspaper have integrity?
You know when you're like, who are you trying to rescue here? Is my man going to be king or not? Because right now, my man's moving mad, bruv. If he's...
And they're trying to say he's got a child with the Rose girl.
What Rose girl?
You know the Rose girl that he's allegedly having the affair with? Keep up, man.
Hey, this is new tea. I don't know about my man got a side thing. Is that why Harry's trying to bounce, bruv? Is that why he's saying nah, bruv?
They've been talking about that for years, about him having side things.
Well, who's his side thing? Who the hell is Rose?
Only heard about that. This
Rose. And then apparently she's had a child. And then they said, they're trying to roll her out. She's all, like, out at certain events, like they did with Camilla. They're saying, like, father, like son.
Yeah, it's scummy, man. It's scummy. It's nasty work.
Father, like son.
I didn't know the right name of that tea. Jeez. There needs to do a royal.
Yeah, you got your dab on Twitter, man. They proper speculations are funny there.
No.
It's like a hashtag, where is Kate?
Is there really? I knew it. I feel like to join in tomorrow. That is too much, though. Twitter goes wild sometimes because everybody's free now, isn't it? So, like, Andrew's at, like, you know, Ryan's chatting shit. Everybody's watched The Sound of Freedom. Everybody's a child trafficker and some kind of Puff Daddy affiliate, bruv. It's just crazy. I can't, you know, you're just like, this is too much.
Well, someone released the sex tape that they said was Meek Mill and P. Diddy?
No, I know it.
Not, but it was a sound. You couldn't see anything. Everyone's like, this could be any two gay men.
No, I'm not interested. You see, this is where I have to put a stop to this shit. I won't say this now because, you know, we're going to get sucked in. But yeah, we're going to do part two tomorrow. Yeah, listen. You see these podcasts, and I don't want to become one of them. But when I've noticed that some of these dudes be going into graphic detail about man-on-man activity, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear any unborrowed tales about any dude. I don't want to hear any graphic nothing. I don't want to hear what who was on the board. I don't want to hear none of it. I'm sorry, man.
He's a power bottom. He's a power driver.
I don't know. No. Some of my brethren even text me today, like, who? I like, do you think my man was banging Biggie? I'm like, what are you asking? Bro, do I care? Stop this nonsense, bruv. Don't bring me into that, bruv. I don't want to get clipped up with no knowledge of any sort of activity like that. Them behaviours, I'm not condoning it. but I'm not trying to find out what you lot do neither, at all. So I'm just trying to say that now. That's my word, that's my statement, I'm sticking to it, I'm standing on it.
So do you think he was doing a thing with Biggie then?
So what if he was? They were both agreeing to it, and one only man
gets consensual.
Because it's consensual. None of them man was raped. This is what's not being talked about. They've not mentioned that. You always going to talk about the activity and who was doing what and who was on the bottom.
Do you find that they always gay shame men, black men?
Yeah, because
I always find like.
They gay shame themselves. They did it to themselves. It's like, tag your it. If you come out and say you're not a batty man, but then you do batty man activity, yeah? Then what are you talking about? Obviously, now you're shamed because you was keeping it in the closet. This is what it's about. If you're out and proud, then man can't do
you. Yeah, they'll be able to use it against you.
Yeah, they can't use it against you. But when you've been poisoning the population, then we've got questions, bro. And you shouldn't be doing that, like, because you're perpetrating. You're perpetrating. You need to declare what you are. They have places for you. And you should be happy to be there. You shouldn't be playing in different pools, bro.
Especially in this era.
There's no need for that, man. They've opened up the kink network for you lot. Yeah, you can have mixture and match of whatever you want. Why are you over here trying to convince me you're not gay when I've seen you do zesty stuff constantly? That's Puff Daddy, bruv. He's done zesty stuff constantly. A man has apologised it and wished it and talked it away. And now it's undeniable now. And then the niggas burning sage in Giggs' house, yeah? Trying to be like, you're the demon, bro. No, you need to burn sage on yourself. It's you. You burning sage for, bruv. You can't get them kind of demons off you. You are the lead demon, bruv. And I don't like how they keep leaving the white man out, yeah? Lucian Grange, that paperwork is a lot, bro. I had to even stop reading it. It just got too deep with the
gun. Oh, I don't read it.
It's too much, man. They got all the crime scene, man, shot. His son shot, man, and they got... Wait, listen. Who's crazy, bro? Who's crazy? And I'll just die, yeah. Yeah, we need to go through that, though, but... was he on the plane?
On
what
plane? Epstein plane. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think his name was in it. No. Yeah, but he's in the rapper circles. Epstein's in the politician circles. They're different calibers.
Different. Low level power bombs. Yeah. Low level power bombs. Those are the Goyams, innit? Yeah, but when. Have you noticed that there's a lot of things that these Caucasian Jays is getting caught up with, yeah? But they're busy trying to explain it away, and it's like, I don't think you can now, bro. Like, your Zionist agenda's been exposed now. We know you're genocide in the country. We know some of you are filthy. Some of them stories about the rabbis is turning out to be true. You got tunnels. Like, what are you really doing, bruv? Because, like, we need to know now, like, there's too much evidence that's against your community for you to just... You get what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm at with them. Like, I'm like, you need to reveal this shit, bro, because you're not going to get away with that. You're just not.
But then also, I think when people, like, expose these people, it's like, what did you gain from that? Like, why are you exposing them now? Because some of this stuff has been going on for years. Secondly... What have you gained from this? You know, when people are, like, exposing people
because
they
want to
take over the game?
Yeah, but I think this is bigger than us and them because, like, if it was me and I've been in them circles and I got my money and I'm like, yeah, it's time now. Fuck this pussy out and I'm just going to air him out. If it was me, I would do the same because I'd be like, yeah, it's done now. Like, your reign of terror has to end, bro. Because you know where it is, I think, for the victims. I think this is where it was for Bill Cosby. Maybe we could believe all the women in that, but... If my man had troubled you from all them years ago and he's still coming on the TV giggling and shit and he'd be like, nah, fuck this dude, bruv. I'm finishing him off. Wouldn't you be like the same?
Yeah, it's true.
If Puffy had troubled you or mashed up your career and you're looking at him still calling himself Brother Love and how he loves everyone, you'd be like, nah, this nigga has...
And look how great I am.
Yeah, like even R. Kelly wasn't even talking like that. At least R. Kelly said it kept it 100. They're trying to ruin my life. These hoes is terrible. At least he kept it 100. Yeah, but Puff Daddy's been lying all the way.
He's starting on till he's there on Instagram dancing like an idiot.
Right, my man's fucked up as well. R. Kelly, because he's been taking the jab, really, and it's fucking him up in jail. And he wants to come out of jail because he said no one's helping him in jail. And I'm like, bro, that's the worst thing now. That is
what
I'm Now they're going to try to kill you because you're sick, yeah? It's easier for you to die.
Also, you're in jail. There's no private healthcare there.
Yeah, I think he knows that. He just needs a doctor. You better sing for help, bruv. Sing for a doctor, fam.
Where's where's his lawyers?
Well, it depends how much money you've got left, isn't it? I don't think you've got much.
He probably ain't got much, bro.
He's not a real hustler, man. Leave my
fly money gone, man.
Bro, look. Vibes Cartel and the best man and OJ have showed you how to mash in jail. These guys are not correct. They're not moving correctly. Did you watch the OJ thing, bro, with Cuba? That was fun. You remember when he was in jail the second time, yeah? When they locked him up and he was on remand.
Oh, yeah, when he was still a memorabilia.
No, not that time. Before that, when he got locked up for the Nicole thing. But, you know, after the van thing. Remember, he got out and then he got back in again and he said, oh, he's running out of money. Because, remember, Johnny Cochran was like, took over the thing, innit? My man was signing memorabilia in jail. But $200 Well, that's, you see the hustle now. So you trying to tell me all that time that my man couldn't?
Okay, he's just sitting there. No, he's a victim. When you're a victim, you don't think about them things, though.
That's why my man's a G, bruv. You can say what you want. This guy was even gonna be brazen and write a book talking about how to kill your wife. I'm like, bro. This one. OJ needs to be stopped, bro. Him and Dr. Umar are on something else, bro. I don't know what they're on, bro. They're just on. He needs to be stopped as well. Dr. Umar, this guy's too far, bro. I don't know. I can't deal with him, bro.
Well, why do you think he's too far? What's he done?
Bro, where's school? Why is he always talking?
He's been talking for years.
No, but why are you talking about? Rob, he's moved on to celebrity madness now. Like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be an educator helping young boys. What are you there talking about? How much of a hoe is Sexy Red? And what has that got to do with you when you got pictures of Sukiyana, bruv? What are you talking about? Why is there women running up to you in the little church thing talking about you banged me last night, some fat hoes, and you're talking about, bitch, I don't know you. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what is happening with this? You're robbing the poor community, innit? These are all grifters, bruv. I'm telling you, like, all of these, man, all they do is
waste. Of course.
All they do is waste.
You have to have a certain amount of personality to be in that kind of timeline.
Yeah, like, even when you watch now, they're going to... I just keep hearing that on these podcasts I listen to still. They keep talking about this new... They got another magical Negro bullshit. They got a movie on documentary on Black Twitter. And the people they've got representing Black Twitter are people we don't chat to. Or we always... You know them ones there? Like, why are you talking? Shut up, man. We don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
It's fake YouTubers that come on certain times and try to say, yeah, I'm important. How are you important?
They jump on... They never start anything. They jump on the things that are being...
Yeah, all these Amanda Seals and Van Lathans, all these lame dudes always crying on TV, but fuck them people, bro. Like, those... You calling that Black Twitter... Black people that we recognise that but will sell out at a drop of a hat for you and any political party that wants to give them money. How is that Black Twitter? When why don't you just interview the Beehive? That's Black Twitter.
Yeah.
That's how you mobilise an army. Go in them chats with Beyonce and see how far you get. Your thing
is quite interesting to see. Like how crazy them people. Like if it's a normal person that you would look at, you sitting next to your office and they're doing that online.
Them people are professional trolls. I met a woman that was like, she was a staunch defender of Serena. Not Serena now, Serena then. Serena now looks mucked. Anyway, like so Serena then, some of the shit they was writing in the Twitter was mad. But if you see the army mobilise and finish that person's thread, oh my God. That person can't say nothing. Can't say nothing. Who's a monkey? Say that. Watch this. Man putting up a tress, everything underneath her post. Yeah, their man is vicious. Like, that's how they go in it. It's real. They will pull up.
Yeah, they were doing that with, when Nikki was having their beef with well, her one-sided beef with
Tasha Kay.
What? No, not with Tasha Kay. Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, when she had a mad conversation with herself and about Bigfoot and all that.
Yeah, she's like such a cracker. But
that was rubbish, man. I'm like, she buried you. Then I listened to the other clash as well, Jada Kingdom and Thingy. Def London, that was funny actually. That was funny.
Yeah.
But I reckon Jada Kingdom took her like just everything, you and your pedophile brother. That was it. Like, you know, you're just like, you can't come back though. I know you're saying, but you're Jamaican really. Even my brother said, my African brother Heron. I sent him the tunes and he goes, "Why are you sending me this? She could never win. She's from Amsterdam." God, the dance is done, bro. I said, you're a foreigner trying to sing next man's tunes. It's over. Amsterdam.
And she came for Jada, didn't she? That's the worst part. Like,
she came for Jada.
It'd be different if Jada went for her, because then you'd be like, well, she's comfy, so she was ready.
Yeah. Well, Jada was ready for her, because it's like, even if she ain't got as much followers and whatever, she's got lyrics. Also, her music ain't that good. It's a bit rough. But I think this will put her in the limelight so she can get better rhythms. And then she can do it properly. I think this is the boost that she needed, isn't it?
She's got some good tracks, but you're right. It's a bit like some of her songs. You think, fucking hell, man, you can't listen to this.
No, you can't.
You can't listen to this outside headphones.
You can't listen to this outside headphones. You can't listen to it in your car. It's a lot, bro. It's just savage music. Like, it's like,
yeah,
it's like listening to.
Listen to this.
Yeah, it's like listening to Skeng and. A female version of Skeng or Tommy Lee, bruv. It's like, this is a bit. Why is she killing so many people too? Like, why did they have to die? Like, what's going on here in this little island? But yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, my nephew's in the car singing, and Mia Murder. I said, oh, I need to stop before my sister gusses me out.
Yeah, we need to shut that down. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died, bruv. Like, Seth London, I don't think she won. I seen in the chat people try to give it to her, but I was like, no.
Yeah, but she's
going to
have her fans, innit? Like, they're going to pick her up regardless, so.
Yeah.
Which is the point, innit? If you're a fan, be a fan, innit? But don't come here be half a fan when I'm getting my ass kicked.
Well, this is it, innit? I think this is what people have to realise. If you like the person, there's going to be comments where if you're dissing the person, man's going to come and send for them. They'll be like, what kind of a fan are you? Because, you know, like, it's just that, listen, if you're a troll, then be a troll. But don't come here with the fakeness and say you love her and then tutus. Oh, you died, you know? Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Are you back in the thing or not? Because then you don't give the girl no hope. Like, she can't spin the block and come again.
Oh, I don't care, do they really? Oh, tired, man.
Anyway, let's call this one a day.